Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Be Amazing podcast. I'm so excited. It's a new episode, and this time I have three incredible women that I'm interviewing, and I cannot wait to share what we're talking about. So stay tuned for that, because now we're going to talk about the Be Amazing weekend, which you don't want to miss. It's October 15th and 16th. Our title sponsor is Strong Fitness Magazine, and there's one event I want to highlight, and it is the Be Amazing pop-up 5K run walk benefiting Girls on the Run. You don't want to miss out on this. Everybody can participate. We wanted to expand it so that it opened up the opportunity for women and girls all over the country to jump in and join us. So what does pop-up mean? Well, there's two things. One, you can run on your own anywhere, anytime on October 15th, or you can join a group or create a group. And that's why we're calling it a pop-up. So there'll be specific pop-up locations, but you are more than welcome to pop up your own group and run as well. So go and register right now at beamazingweekend.com for this 5K. And you're also going to get either a hoodie or a crew neck fleece. You get to choose. So don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. We want you to post a video, a reel, a picture, and tag Be Amazing Weekend in it. Hashtag Be Amazing 5K. Tag Girls on the Run in it. Like, there's just, it's going to be such an incredible time, and this is going to be a great way for all of us across the country, and even the world, really, to come together and support one another and celebrate one another. So again, go to beamazingweekend.com right now to register. Okay, so it's time to talk about my guests today. I have Sierra, Kirsten, and Erica. All three of these amazing women are coaches for Girls on the Run of Greater Charlotte. And I thought it was so important to not only talk about Girls on the Run, but actually talk to several women who are actually coaching, and in an effort to inspire you to step up and be a coach. There are councils all over the country. So let's talk a little bit about what Girls on the Run is about and what they do. Girls on the Run is a national nonprofit organization, a physically based activity positive youth development program designed to enhance girls' social, emotional, and physical skills and behaviors to successfully navigate life experiences. The program's intentional curriculum places an emphasis on developing competence, confidence, connection, character, caring, and contribution in young girls through lessons that incorporate running and other physical activities. The life skills curriculum is delivered by caring and competent coaches who are trained to teach lessons as intended. Girls on the Run International is the parent organization to 185 local councils serving over 200,000 girls annually. So to me, it was so important to highlight this and talk about it because of the Be Amazing 5K and the fact that we are benefiting Girls on the Run. So I just encourage you to get involved. Start with the Be Amazing 5K, and then, you know, maybe either reach out and see how you can be involved to support them or even be a coach. So for more information, you can go to girlsontherun.org to learn more about what they're doing and how you can get involved. And again, join us for the Be Amazing 5K pop-ups. You can run anywhere, anytime on October 15th. Go to beamazingweekend.com. But I can't wait for you to listen to this incredible, inspiring conversation with Sierra, Kirsten, and Erica. I'm excited to be here with the ladies from Girls on the Run Charlotte. I have Sierra, Kirsten, and Erica. And I just wanted to have you all on because I wanted you to share a little bit about Girls on the Run and then personally why you're involved. But before we get to that, we're going to go down the row and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Well, I am Sierra Singleton. I'm originally from Columbia, South Carolina. I work at Atrium Health as a nurse practitioner, and I've been on with Girls on the Run for 1 year now.
Awesome. My name is Kirsten Youth. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm a small business owner. We have a couple of different businesses that my husband and I do together, and I got involved in Girls on the Run 2014, so I've been doing it for almost 6 years.
Awesome. My name is Erica Philipkowski. I am a teacher at Mallard Creek STEM Academy in Charlotte. I have been with Girls on the Run, I think, for 9 or 10 years now. Might be a little bit longer, I can't remember. But I love the program, so I can't stay away.
Well, I love that, and I know that this program in Charlotte is quite large. And
You all are from different parts of our community. But I would really like to know, like, what was it about Girls on the Run that kind of drew you in? Because this program is phenomenal, what they do for young women. And I love the fact that it's not just about running. So it's about building confidence and self-esteem. And to me, that's a big draw. But I just wanted to know, you know, for you, what was it? Sierra, what about you?
So I'm newish to the Charlotte area. I moved here last February. And so I was restarting my fitness journey, and I really wanted to get involved with communities. So it's like, this is a great, you know, merging of both of those things. So I decided to sign up, and I've been hooked ever since.
That's awesome. So I kind of backed into it. We moved in 2013, and my then third grader started a new school. So in the spring of that year, I signed her up for Girls on the Run to help meet people and kind of try to get her a little group. And the following year, I was late on registration, so I wanted to sign her up in the fall, and I was late, and I called and said, hey, how bad is this waiting list that online is telling me? And they said, well, actually, we have another full team on the waiting list, and we're short a coach, so if you would be willing to coach, this is how to do it, if you would be willing to coach, then every girl on the waiting list would be able to participate. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I love it. I always tell every team I've ever worked with, I've always told them that I wish when I was their age that someone had told me the things that we're telling them. It's just very impactful.
That's awesome. Erica, what about you?
Well, I am a teacher, as I said, and it started for me. I have boys at home, so I don't have any girls. I do know what it's like to be a girl, you know. But I was in the classroom. I could see how girls kind of don't really always get along with each other. And I heard a little bit about the program, and I thought, I think I can help that. Not just for my classroom situation, but for the girls in general. I felt like I could help them see and get along with each other and empower each other instead of bringing each other down. So for me, it was kind of selfish that I wanted to improve my classroom management. But I also thought this is going to benefit more than just me. It's going to benefit their parents, you know, their future relationships with girls and, you know, boys. So I wanted to do that. And like I said, I have boys at home. They're 13 now. So it's just a way that I can still be connected to helping other women.
I love it. And I think what's interesting, because we talked a little bit about before we even started this, I asked you all, like, has running been kind of part of your, like, are you a runner? Like, is that, you know, has that been a big piece of it? And you said that that's not, it's not been that. So that's why I would, who wants to speak up about that?
I don't know.
Who wants to go first?
I am definitely not a runner. And like I said, I started it because I was restarting my fitness journey and just being with the girls and seeing them struggle as I struggle. But yet they're so energetic and they want to learn how to run faster and longer. It just really keeps you motivated.
That's cool. And so have you, so has that improved you as a, like in
yes,
running?
Absolutely. Okay. I can do a 5K without, you know, being severely out of breath.
That's awesome. I love that.
So I'm definitely not a runner. And that's another thing I always shared with my team as soon as we would get started, very first meeting. I would ask everybody, so, you know, who's a runner and who likes to run? And, you know, some hands go up and some don't. And so I tell you, it's okay if you don't run because I am not a runner. I don't like to run even after coaching for many times. I'm still not a runner. But there's so much more that we're going to cover here. There's so much that we're going to do that isn't just about running. And we're going to use running as a tool. We're going to use it as a way to connect with each other, as a way to improve your overall health. And you're going to learn how you can use this tool or other exercise tools. If running never becomes the thing that you want to do, this is how you can create a healthy lifestyle, because exercise needs to be a part of that. But it's not the focus, so let's move on. And so then we start our team meeting, and running always comes at the end.
That's awesome. Like, I just think that's a different way to look at it, because I think people assume, and I did, I just assumed that the coaches that were coaching, it was because, you know, they're runners themselves, and that was like the major focus, and still, until I started to really understand that how much more was a part of the program. Erica, what about you?
I just want to piggyback off what she said. We encourage the girls to have like healthy snacks, like, you know, to take better care of themselves with, you know, hygiene and things like that. I mean, we encourage all that as part of being a healthy, like, you know, their whole experience of being with as a girl. I am not a runner at all. I've had a lot of, like, issues with my ankle and stuff lately. I do walk very fast. I encourage the girls to hop, skip, or jump. Okay, I don't require anybody to run by any means, but I do expect them to just keep on moving. I am not a runner, so please, anybody, join the girls on the run team right. to come and coach with us. You do not have to be a runner because I am not. I have a boot on now. And but like my doctor, I need to shout out to my doctor who's had to tolerate me for all these years, but he's like, you can go to the 5K, but you can absolutely not run. And I'm like, no problem. You know, I might injure myself again, I promise. But I'm never going to be a runner. So, but I love the program.
I love this whole conversation because I really think it goes back to your building confidence, self-esteem. And you talked about connection. Like, you're building that connection. Have you seen girls, like, truly build that, you know, that become teammates, that team, that community? What have you seen by coaching?
By the end of the season, they all want to go out after, like, oh, can we go get some ice cream? Or they just want to stay and talk. It's really so sweet how they just become friends at the end of the season. Most of them don't know each other, but by the end, they're like, can we keep going? I'm like, no, the season's over.
Yeah, about the time you get in every season, there's a practice 5K, and it's a little bit more than halfway through the season. And then about that time, we've done a lot of different team building things and a lot of personal expression things. And so during the 5K, that practice, I think that for my team, I always really started to see things kind of gel at that point, because there are always going to be some kids that are fast runners and they love to run and they're done with their practice 5K, and other people are only halfway through. And so to see them at the finish line cheering people on, or even coming out and saying, hey, come on, you can do it, let me do this next lap with you, and they're taking extra laps and going again to help their teammates pull them in, you really start to see that. And the other place that I think it becomes really evident is in the classroom, like Erica was saying, that you can see those connections, even if the team itself, the girls aren't, they're not best friends afterwards, or, you know, that's not necessarily what we're going for. But we can see in their interactions how they stand up for each other, and they stand up for other girls in general, and they the progression of, you know, that's just not how we should talk about each other, and dealing with bullying issues and things like that. I think those are the areas where they're taking it back out into the community and really creating change.
That's great. That's the way it should be. I think it's, I'm very passionate about women supporting women. And I'm a huge cheerleader for that, because I believe we all need each other. And I think learning that at a young age, and learning how to support one another and how to be on a team together, and maybe even how to go to a run. And if somebody has a natural, like, they're fast, it doesn't, like, there's not that competition. So I think that's really awesome what you all are doing and what this program is all about. With that said, is there a story or is there a moment for you as a coach that will stick with you forever because of a, you know, seeing a young girl, you know, really take hold of the tools that you've given her?
I think Erica has a great story.
Well, with our curriculum, one of the lessons we do is about how to choose friends and what you look for in a good friend. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really important one, because oftentimes girls, you know, I think with social media, they get kind of jaded. They don't really know what to look for and how to really, like, find it. So with those lessons, I think that we've learned also, like, hey, so I want to be this person's friend. What do I need to do to get there? Well, this year I had the privilege of teaching or coaching our first ever deaf student, and her interpreters that we had were wonderful, but she pretty much read my lips, and she was really, really good. The girls, I was telling them before, you know, because she couldn't hear, I was like, you know, we need to find ways to connect with her. How can we do this? So using background knowledge, as a teacher, you know, I was like, so you guys, what can we do? And I was like, why don't you go ask the interpreter how to say friends, or, you know, how to say run, so that you can go up to her and just, you know, do a sign to her so she'll know that, hey, I want to be your friend. Let's, you know, walk together or run together, whatever. It was an amazing experience for me, and I feel privileged that I was her coach. She had a great time. She always was there. Her mom was so grateful that she was out and, you know, being a kid, you know. And the kids, the other girls, they learned that, hey, having a disability is okay. I don't need to, like, you know, act like she's fragile or, you know, stay away from her. Like, you know, am I going to catch it kind of thing? You know, because the kids kind of think that. Mm-hmm. And, but we, you know, encourage anybody with any disability to please come. It's one, you know, we're all, you know, girls that are empowering each other. Whatever we can do to lift up has been amazing. But it was an amazing season for me. And the girls will never forget it. And I certainly won't. But the girls made a lifelong friend and found ways to connect to her, which is unusual because you usually don't have to do that. But it was an amazing experience for me too.
That's so cool. Yeah, when you see that connection happen or and being able to accept each other where you are and learning how to communicate, like, I think that's so valuable because that will carry on later in life, not just in that moment.
It's a needed skill.
Yeah, very much so. Is there any, do you, either one of you have a story?
I have one.
Okay.
So we had my last season. We have, at our elementary school, we have multiple exceptional children's classrooms, so they have a variety of different challenges and things that they're working through, but we had one of the girls was in third grade, and she joined our team, and so it was definitely a challenge for us coaches to keep her involved and keep her motivated. She would get very distracted. You know, we're putting out challenges. Okay, everybody, we're gonna try to do, you know, 7 laps today or whatever. And, you know, if we could get her to do 2 or 3 laps in a practice, we nailed it. That was a great day. And the girls would all, okay, come run with me. I'm gonna go with you today. And, you know, and they would all kind of take turns pulling her in and making sure that she was, and some days it didn't work that well, and some days were great. But what I won't ever forget is that we got to the day of the 5K, and one big thing had happened. We had a coach who was pregnant, and partway through the season, she got put on bed rest. So she missed the last part of the season, but she was there at the 5K. She wasn't running, of course, but she was at the finish line, and she was cheering every person in as we came in. Well, this particular child, we really didn't have at the practice 5K. She had done a couple of laps. It was very good. You know, she did a great job. She really achieved a lot. We just didn't know if she was going to finish the 5K or not. So that day, we're all coming in, and then people are kind of gathering around this coach that was there, and at these events, everyone that's been there knows it's easy to disperse at the end, and so a lot of times you'll come in and you only see a couple of people from the team because everybody's coming in at such different times and there's so many thousands of people there. So at this particular event, a lot of our team was kind of hanging around and they were staying around this one coach. Well, this girl was the last person. She finished her 5K, and at the end, all of our team was there. That people were, you know, come on, and it's a little hill coming up the last bit, and to see everyone gather around her and the accomplishment that she created, and knowing that we were part of that. And so in the spring, I only coach in the fall, so in the spring, and then last, I was very participatory at the school, so I would see her a lot and always get a big hug. Well, last year we weren't allowed in the schools because of COVID, and my daughter, who was still there at the time, said that every time she saw her, they weren't allowed to do hugs, but they would interact and she would ask about me every time. And that, to me, I know I made a difference, and that's why we do it, is to build people up to achieve something that people just aren't sure if they would be able to achieve it. You just believe in them and know that whatever they accomplish is the right amount for them to accomplish. And that's why we do it. And I think anyone would agree that it's running is great. You know, it's good for the kids. Well, Running is horrible. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it at all. But the running is really secondary to what the kids are getting out of it and what coaches are getting out of it. That absolutely. It is really impactful for all of us. And that's why you see people staying in. That, you know, you do all these years, you do it one time, you're hooked, because these are messages that girls need to get.
It's important. Absolutely. So when it carries on to, like, when Megan was talking to me when we did her podcast, and we were talking about, you know, girls on the run and listening to what she's saying, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this so aligns with where I'm at with what I do with Be Amazing with Women. It's the same thing. It's that same support. It's that same seeing someone, you know, stepping out of their comfort zone or doing things that maybe are uncomfortable or building their confidence. There's so many women that I think had we had this early on, as, you know, back when I was in school, if I had that early on, that opportunity, I would even be in a different place than I am now, because that would have been built then. So it's the same thing with what I'm doing with Be Amazing, and that's why we align so well with Girls on the Run, and we've come together with Start to Finish and Run Charlotte Run and Strong Fitness Magazine and Burn Boot Camp and Glow Body and Grace Communications and Reframe Your Business. We have all these partners that are in the same, that same space of wanting to build women up, and we're doing the Be Amazing 5K at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, and it's to benefit Girls on the Run, because we believe in what you all are doing for young women, and to be a part of that and aligned with that for us is huge. And you know, I know that that moment for you was really impactful, but it's emotional for me too, because like I can already see it, like you can visualize it, and to see a young girl, and even a young girl with a disability, and to see her surrounded by other girls and them trying to figure out how to communicate and lift each other up, like that's amazing, and that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. And we do need more of that, and so that's why it was so important to have you all on and share your own personal experience, because I know that you all need more coaches. Yes. Bottom line, we need more coaches. So what would you say to someone that might be, you know, might be interested in coaching, but like, again, this whole running thing, it's a thing. What would one of you say? Like, is there something that you would like to say to somebody that might be thinking about it, but unsure?
I would say do it. Don't hesitate. Just do it. Even if you can't run, you can walk. The girls are going to help you along. Trust me. And they, it's great. That's all I can say. It's amazing. It's been a great experience.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think also if you just come and try, okay, not necessarily commit the first time, just come and try and see what it's about. Because I don't think most people understand that we're actually teaching a curriculum. We follow a curriculum that is all lesson based to help the girls benefit each other, benefit me as an adult, I'm sure. Like, I mean, I plan on using this at a staff meeting one day. Like, this is what I want you to put yourself in my shoes kind of situation, because right. That's one of our lessons. I mean, we have amazing lessons, and I don't think people know enough about that to really know what Girls in the Run is about. But it's not just about running, and we have amazing lessons, and I think if you just come and check it out, you'll understand. I'm a psych coordinator, and I just ask anyone to give me a day a week. If you can't do that, okay, maybe a day a month, I'm okay with that. I have several different coaches because of this, and I'm okay with that, because I feel like the girls should also see that other women are coming in to help them and encourage them. Just try. Please just come out. Come to my school. But that's important.
I think that is important. Erica makes a great point that the lessons are all planned out. And so you don't have to worry about, well, what am I going to say? If you're not comfortable sort of reading through and ad-libbing, they literally give you everything you need to say. And so you can just read along with everything is lined out. You know, what are the exercises and how do they stretch, and how much time should you spend on this, and what specifically should you be telling them about this lesson? And it covers so much. So the communication aspect, I think, is something that I did take from it, that it gives you tools, and so we're giving the girls tools of, when you do this thing, I feel this certain way and I want you to do this other thing because, and so I do that all the time, that I didn't have that particular tool in my toolbox to look at it that way, but dealing with feelings and learning how to talk to people about them and focusing on the importance of sleep and healthy eating and taking good care of yourself and healthy relationships and building other girls up, that these are important lessons that we don't spend enough time on, and anyone is going to get something out of it. Everyone is going to get something out of this if you participate.
Absolutely. I feel like it's well-being. Like it's a person. It's your whole well-being. Like that's what I feel like that everything that you all talked about tonight and addressed. You know, you talk about that you know it's healthy food, healthy relationships, and then the running piece, which is physical activity. But that even though it's girls on the run, that's not the main focus.
Right.
I think that's awesome. Well, so I know there's some fun things that happen at the race as far as like, I always see tutus and like, you know, pink in the hair and all of that. Is that something y'all do before every race or is, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tutus definitely.
Oh yeah.
Pink in the hair.
Yes.
Headbands.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this year, I went all out for the party and I had like a big old backdrop and I had a friend come in and do all the girls' nails with, you know, Color Street. Like, I was like, we went all out. We did it right. Mm-hmm. But because we couldn't with COVID, we usually have a great big, huge celebration. Mm-hmm. I mean, a great big, huge celebration. And we have all these vendors and everything and we haven't been able to do it in probably a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to still get these girls that I had to understand how big of a deal it is. And I had my own big party, so I was like, come on, Sam, and Dale's done, you know. And so we had a great big party afterwards. But yeah, it's really important because it's a huge accomplishment. We just did a 5K for real, you know, and not just practiced it.
I love it.
And
love
and their parents are there with them and their friends or whatever because they have to have a running buddy. Mm-hmm. But so it's amazing.
And I love seeing the dads.
I was going to say, the dads were tutus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the team. It's whoever's involved in the team. So. You'll see all kinds of stuff. We were always big on doing socks, and so you'd see different people with matchings, and you could see the different teams out there. And some people have capes or, you know, crazy headbands and things like that.
Oh, gosh, that's so much fun. Yeah. Are there certain songs? Do you all ever pick, like, a song for your group, or is there a quote, or is there something that you do with your team every year? Do you have a theme? Is there anything like that?
So we do certain cheers.
Bananas. Yeah.
And then Girls on the Run chant.
Yeah, the Girls on the Run chant is our chant.
That's right on.
Yeah, so we would have the girls, sometimes they would want to make up their own cheers because at the end of every practice you cheer out. And so some years we do Bananas or, you know, there's a couple of different ones that Girls on the Run do. But one of my favorite things is always you're supposed to come up with a sound that when you hear somebody saying something negative, that you're supposed to make this sound, and that will remind them that, you know, to kind of let go of the sadness and the cloud, that this is their warning
girls
sound.
Don't realize they're doing it,
and they don't, and
you don't realize you're saying negative things about yourself. And yeah, so somebody's making that noise, you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, I did it again.
And some of the sounds have been really crazy, so they come up with it. Each team, they're coming up with their own thing, but I think my favorite was the one year that they were moo, and so they were mooing at each other, and so we got cow socks for the team.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that was one of my favorite ones because that one you could sometimes just the noise, you don't realize it in the school, mm-hmm. and they can't be really loud. But I would hear somebody mooing and in like the background of something. I'm like, oh yeah, some girls on the run working. You know, yeah.
That's so great. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast tonight and sharing your stories and sharing about Girls on the Run. And if anyone is interested in being a coach or you're interested in signing up your girl, go to Girls on the Run Charlotte. They have a website and go there. And then we'll also post the link for you to reach out and get more information. But we are looking forward to the Be Amazing 5K. We invite you to join us. It is benefiting Girls on the Run Charlotte. You can go to the beamazingweekend.com website and register. So thank you again.
Thank
so
you
much.
For doing this for
thanks
us.
For yes, appreciate absolutely.
It.
So I look forward to seeing you guys again.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.